Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So the field of candidates trying to secure the Republican nomination for governor of Virginia continues to grow. And I'm a little behind in getting a chance to talk to some of the folks who have jumped into this race. One of them is Glenn Youngkin, who you have probably seen. He hit the airwaves. He's got money and is ready to rock and roll and introduce himself to Republican voters. And Glenn Youngkin is with us this morning. And I really appreciate you getting up early to join us today. How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm great, John. Thank you for having me. I'm feeling great.
Good. Well, you really did arrive on the TV airwaves, kind of an impressive introduction to a lot of people. For folks who have not met you in person or have not heard your story, give us the synopsis of how you arrived at this moment seeking the Republican nomination.
Yeah, so first of all, again, thank you for having me this morning, John. And for those who don't know me, I'm a homegrown Virginian. I was actually born right there in Bon Air, and I'm going to be in Richmond later today and tomorrow, and I just can't wait to visit all the folks that I grew up with. We moved out to Midlothian, and John, I went to school at Robius Middle School. In seventh grade, my dad lost his job, and we moved down to Virginia Beach for the rest of middle school and high school, and John, I learned how to work hard. During that time, I had to help out my family, and I learned how to take out trash, wash dishes, and flip eggs at a local diner, and I learned one basic rule, which is if you work hard, you can accomplish a lot. And after I had a chance to play college basketball and met my lovely wife, Suzanne, we moved back here to Virginia, and I've been in Northern Virginia for nearly the last 27 years, and it has constantly reminded me what a fabulous, wonderful, great state Virginia is. But this is why I'm doing this, John, because I had a 30-year business career. I had a chance to start with a small company, and it grew to a big company, and I had a chance to run it. And this past summer, I looked at what was happening to my beloved Commonwealth, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I think the Democratic leadership has really driven our state into the ditch, and I had a choice. I could either stand on the sidelines and complain, or I could get up out of my desk and get in the arena. And John, that's what I've done. I've gotten in the arena. I think that Virginia deserves the kind of leadership that can put her back where she belongs as the best state in America to live and work and raise a family. And I'm so committed to serving Virginians to make that happen.
When you characterize yourself as somewhat of a political outsider, tell me about your political interaction. Has it been as a donor, you know, somebody who has supported other candidates and tried to influence policy from that perspective? Have you been someone who's been working behind the scenes and just never thought you would run for office? That worked. I mean, that has worked for some candidates. And then there are other people who I have talked to who've said, I don't know, Glenn, seems like a nice guy. Like his narrative with the TV ads, but I'm not sure I'm prepared to vote for someone for this role at this time with so much on the line who hasn't been tested in the same way. How would you explain that or respond to that?
Well, first of all, I am a political outsider. I have never run for anything. And I actually think that gives me the highest set of qualifications here. John, I haven't sought this job for a long time. I think so many people want these jobs, and I want to do the job on behalf of Virginians. And I'll say that again. I don't want the job. I want to do the job. And I think I can do it in a way that nobody else in this field can possibly do it. I am a conservative Virginian who has Virginia values. I've had a job for the last 30 years that has taught me how to run a large organization, how to deliver results, and how to know who our customers are. And our customers, in this case, for our government, are Virginians. And I think our government has forgotten that. I think they actually think that we work for them. And then finally, John, I can win. And I think this is something that the Republican Party has lost sight of for the last 11 years, which is we've been in the desert. With another 29 years, we'll be like Moses. And we've forgotten how to win. And the key here is to actually bring leadership, to bring vision, to bring results to Virginians. And, John, that's what I can do. So I am an outsider, but I am prepared to do this job like nobody else based on my business experience. And, John, I can win. And right now there's nothing more important than for us to take back the role of governor in Virginia and get her moving in a much better direction than where she is heading right now.
What is it about the Democrats and their legislative initiatives and policy judgments over the last couple of years that you would single out for scrutiny and criticism?
Well, I think out of the box, they've been telling us untruths about Virginia's economy and untruths about job creation. Virginia has absolutely been so far behind our peer states in Tennessee and North Carolina, Maryland and South Carolina, creating jobs for Virginians, and we deserve so much better. And I think, second of all, our Constitution should be protected and held up as opposed to trampled on. And we see it every day where our General Assembly is spending its time is on issues that candidly aren't in the Virginia's shared values best interests. And that's a problem for me. I think Virginia's government, and particularly the way the Democrats have directed us over the last 8 years, has resulted in Virginians being left behind, our cost of living being way high relative to what it should be. No one's focused on bringing taxes down like we should. John, I signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge last week. I'm the only candidate to do that in this election. And I'll tell you, anything that comes through trying to raise our taxes when I'm governor, I'm going to veto it. And I'm going to work like crazy to get our taxes down, because Virginia has actually become a high tax state when it should be a low tax state. And we see states like Texas and Tennessee and Florida winning business and actually having people from Virginia move to those states because it was a better business environment, a lower cost of living. And John, that is what has most impacted Virginians today. And I am so frustrated with what our Democratic leadership is doing to us.
Yeah, there's a lot that could be on that list. I know a lot of conservative Republican voters, especially here in Central Virginia, here in Northern Virginia, and think, wait a minute, that's a different set of values than the rest of us downstate have. And I don't know whether it's going to be a Donald Trump loyalty test that everybody's going to have to take. Are you a Trump conservative? Are you a Jerry Falwell conservative? How would you characterize yourself when it comes to those cultural issues? And when the Democrats do ask you about your support or lack of support for Trump, you know, what will your answer be to that?
Well, first of all, I am a traditional conservative. I believe in small business as opposed to small. I believe in small business wins the day every day of the week. I believe in small government over large government. I believe that our taxes should be low. I believe we should protect the Constitution at all costs. That includes our First Amendment, our Second Amendment rights right now. I believe that God has given us rights that continue to be trampled on. And John, I think we have to protect the unborn. We have to protect the unborn. And so I believe right now what needs to happen across Virginia is Republicans have to come together. We agree on so many of the same things. And as a result of what's happened over the last 11 years, unfortunately, Republicans haven't figured out how to win. And there's nothing more important than this year for us to come together and win. And this is our chance. What's happening in Washington right now and what's happening in Richmond right now demonstrates the amazing challenge that we're all going to see when we actually have Democrats control the House, Democrats control the Senate, and Democrats control the executive office. And we're seeing it in Washington right now with executive order after executive order after executive order. We've seen it in Richmond with just terrible decisions about how to handle the vaccine rollout. And legislation that is going to pass that's going to further trample on our constitutional rights. And so this is our chance, John. This is our chance for us to step up as Republicans, lock arms, and win. And that's what I so look forward to doing on behalf of Virginians as we march back into the governor's office.
Listen, Glenn Youngkin is one of the candidates seeking the Republican nomination. I appreciate the chance to talk to you today. We're out of time this morning, but I hope to have all the candidates on for a full hour as we head towards whatever the final format will be to select the nominee of the Republican Party, and hope you'll participate in taking calls from folks coming up very soon. Thank you, Glenn. Well, really appreciate
John,
it.
John, I would love to do that. And again, thank you for having me this morning. And I am so committed to serving Virginians as their governor like no governor has ever done. So thanks for having me this morning.